What's up, K-State Nation? Eddie Greer here for another edition of the Triple P Podcast Daily Edition here, coming to you guys on this Sunday, folks, here in Manhattan, Kansas, folks, March 20th, 2022. Baseball, folks, K-State continues to stay hot offensively as they just completed, well, for after two games, K-State has combined, folks, 25 runs in the series against Morehead State. They took care of Morehead State in game one, 10-2. Blake Adams getting his second win of the year. K-State here, 10-15-0 across the board. Morehead State, two runs, six hits, three errors for them. So they had a rough time go of it right there. And then yesterday, K-State steamrolls Morehead State one more time behind a strong performance from Connor McCullough yesterday. 15-2, folks, in this game here. And I'm just going to go right to the stats because I'm pretty sure there's a lot of them here for K-State scoring 15 runs, put it down. And they've held, K-State pitching staff has held Morehead State to four runs in this series, heading for this for the matinee later on here this afternoon. K-State looks complete the sweep. Not only that, bump up their win streak. Kansas State now 10-7, folks. After three, they are now on a seven-game winning streak. Morehead State looks to complete the sweep here later on this afternoon in Twin Family Stadium, where their offense has been unstoppable to this point here. I already mentioned a little bit the, well, actually I have not yet compared to game two. K-State 15 runs, 17 hits, and they have committed no errors in this series. Yesterday, leaving seven on base. Morehead State, two runs, five hits, two errors, and a straight six. Morehead State has made a lot of mistakes in this series. K-State's reached a season high in runs and matches season high in hits this year in 2022. The Cats eclipsed double-digit hits for the sixth straight game in its 11th time over the last 12 contests. This goes back to late last year in the Big 12 tournament. Nine doubles, four home runs. Those were season highs to this point. Johnson, Dom Johnson, and Orlando Salinas Jr. leading the way with the Cats with three hits. That's a surprise now. That seems to be every game consistent. These guys have been big. It seems to be, well, they get contributions every game. This is kind of not a surprise now. the way that they have impacted this Batcats team here. Johnson, Dom Johnson, because K-State has two Johnsons on this team. Dom Johnson was 3-for-3 yesterday. Three doubles, a walk, four runs scored. Johnson's three doubles marks just the only 10th time in program history a player has accomplished this feat. You got to go back to 09 when the name of Drew Byerly did that. Orlando Salinas doubled twice, hit his second bomb of the year. K-State lifted a season-high four home runs in this game. 75% of them, K-State Nation. If you weren't at the ballpark yesterday, came in the sixth inning. Boy, them bats are on fire right now. And then also, there are a couple of pinch hit home runs in this game as well. Heinrich and Usulton hit a bombs off the bench. K-State, their last pinch hit home run. You got to go back to my senior year at K-State, 2013. Last time he did that. So K-State's broken that barrier there as well. Brennan Jones getting his first collegiate hit in the eighth inning. And Connor McCullough was outstanding on the mound, going strong with seven. Yes, went seven innings there with a season best to this point, eight Ks for Connor McCullough there to finish out the pitching order there. Tyson McNeighbors and Wesley Moore rounded out the pitching for K-State, combining 11 strikeouts. Of course, I just told you that McCullough had struck out eight. The combination of Neighbors and Moore added three more as well. 10th time this year, K-State has struck out at least 11 batters. Everything is coming to fruition for this team right now as well. So it looks like here, the Cats, of note, before I sign off here, the Cats have won their first six home games for the first time since 2014. When they started 11-0 at Tony Family Stadium. We've told you between me and my co-host Alex A, who joins me on the weekly edition of the podcast, my co-host, K-State is tough at Tony Family Stadium. There's just no question about that. They play their best ball, and they have not lost yet. And K-State looking to complete the sweep later on this afternoon against Morehead State. The first pitch here, little bit after 1 o'clock today, and you can't catch the game. This will be at 1 o'clock ESPN Plus, Big 12 Now on ESPN Plus. You want to catch it over the radio, of course. K-Man has it 1450 and on the AM station in 93.3, along with I think. Oh, I'm drawing a blank. Whatever. But I listen to 93.3. So you can catch it on that as well. K-State has been all... If this series has been all K-State to this point, and K-State looking to complete the sweep and stay unbeaten at Taunton Family Stadium. K-State 10-7 right now in the 2022 campaign. Pete Hughes got this ball club rolling. I said it. Even before the homestand started, they need to roll up some wins, and they're doing exactly that. The Purple Project Podcast, and find it wherever you get your podcast. That is going to do it on this edition, weekend edition of the PPPD edition. Eddie Greer, go Cats! Another Purple Project Podcast daily in the books. We'll see you.